They're occupying more and more of your thoughts now. Big warm breasts making demands, submitting little memos that sit inside your head saying, moo, milk me, milk me. Your big heavy breasts in need of what you already want. The feeling of suction cups sealing around them and beginning the mechanical, methodical pump, 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 whether you're using a hand pump or you're lucky enough to have something mechanical that will suckle your nipples and breasts, pulling them forward from the base where they connect to your chest, pulling them outward, making them adopt a more torpedo shape as suction cups pull your chest in and pump, pump, pump that little pneumatic hiss of air as they form a seal against you, bringing the tips of your nips into sweet, divine, squeezing, milk-extruding, passive joy. It's a warm wave that starts inside of your breasts, spreads into your chest, up into your head, down to your belly, through your back, your butt, between your legs, down your legs. Every part of you is involved in that well-milked cow existence, that got-milk thought process. The moment the suction cups are attached, you feel your arms and legs go limp. Your mind just slide out of your head and into your big, warm tits, being sucked into suction cups, sucked into big glass domes you can see, or plastic, something nice and firm that will hold them in place and form a seal against your chest. Yes, later you'll be able to wear the suction cup mark around the base of your breasts as a badge of honor, or maybe it'll have to be around the midsection or around the areola because they're too big and warm and heavy and mind-numbing, mooing, milking, sucking, draining your brain right into those suction cups, milking all the thoughts out of you, squirt after squirt, heavy, milky cargo being brought out of your body, momentarily making your chest feel lighter, making your head feel lighter, like you might float away on those warm currents of pleasure. Pleasure, pleasure, everything about your body and brain, everything about your instincts tells you your breasts being milked is what you deserve, what you need, what that warm chest that has become symbolic of so much of your sexuality truly desires, to be milked dry, squeezed in something mechanical, whether it's a pneumatic hand pump or you're lucky enough to have a machine milking you, automatically and simply submitting to it, fantasies of being bound as your breasts were sucked and breasts were milked, squeezed, worked, until the milk slowly flows out, an orgasmic feeling, light but constant, reminding you of how much you associate pleasure with the feeling of your breasts being milked dry, emptied right out, your brain being milked dry, emptied right out, as your breasts are held in place, as they are the only focus, trying to think of anything else but finding your thoughts all slippery. The space between your legs, in your head, on your chest, everything slippery, slick, warm. Envision the process and you can get lost in it. You fantasize about being held down and having your breasts put into big suction cups. They'd be lubricated first with some moisturizer. Soft, caring hands, rubbing moisturizer into your nipples, over your breast, soothing them, and then the first cup placed on your chest, sucked into place, just a little pump, pump, and then it's grabbed on, then the other pump, pump, and it's grabbed on, the smooth flesh pulled into those suction cups, carefully administered, carefully run, carefully positioned in a way that you know when that's switched on, when the pumping begins, when the milking of your nipples takes over your brain, all you're gonna do is arch your back and twitch, twitch, eyes rolled back so only the whites can be seen, so anyone milking you would know just how lost you are in the pleasure of being emptied out, being incorporated into the got milk existence where you're there only for your breasts, thinking of your chest, heavy, weighted, productive, imagining being bound in stocks, hand and foot, or held in place by some kind of rack so you could just relax and take a load off, held there suspended, your massive udders being milked, milked, emptied, milked, milked, empty brain, empty udders, going from full to empty makes you go from merely mindless to fully orgasmically, twitchingly eroded away. Every thought except pleasure, your chest, a heat that begins in your chest, your breasts, your primary sexual organ, the pleasure you get from them exceeding all else, displacing all else, replacing all else in terms of your sexual priority. Being pumped, being milked dry. These things bring you the greatest satisfaction, the greatest joy, and you will pursue them because feels so natural to move forward into the grasp of the milker. Let it fasten onto you. Let it pump and pump and empty you out. Even your brain, your breasts, your brain, one and the same, whole body twitching for it. Every time the suction activates and your breasts are pulled forward and milk begins to flow, there's that almost orgasmic sense of release, relief, emptying out a heavy cargo that you were just itching to let someone milk away. And of course, it could also be getting sucked out, and that might be pleasurable. But right now, having it milked by a machine, that's the dream, that's the fantasy, that's the desire. To have it milked right out until you're empty. The glorious feeling of being empty, emptied right out. Your big breasts sitting in those suction cups, sucking and sucking, but there's nothing more there, but the pleasure continues. Pinching, squeezing, pulling, mind-numbing. So good, so good. Feel it, lose yourself to it. Let your chest be milked. Let your mind leak out too. Your nipples are taking over. Your big breasts are taking over, demanding they be milked, demanding they get the attention and care they deserve. Well moisturized, sealed in their suction cups, milked and pumped. Milked and pumped. Imagine sitting there looking at them, seeing your chest captured, sealed in a suction cup, still visible to you through the material, through clear plastic, let's say. But on the tip of it, you can see a suction cup, a long hose leading to something pneumatic, something that'll create a vacuum inside, around your big, beautiful breasts. Just admire them. You're waiting, you're watching, and then pump. The first long, slow pump. Your milk begins. You feel it itching, welling up in the nipple. Pump. It's like they pull tight against your chest every time that pump goes off. And then it starts to go faster, like someone turned it up. Pump. And it's pulling at your breasts. Pump. Making milk flow. Making mindlessness pump. The pleasure's so great. You moan. You grab anything you can, like rails nearby. Pump. You want to say something because it's a little too intense, but pump. You decide you want it to keep happening, need it to keep happening. Pump. A natural, normal thing for someone with those big, warm breasts. Got milk? Yes, you do. Pump. It keeps going and going, and you know when it gets turned up, you're going to just lose yourself to the white-hot pleasure. You're just going to be your breasts. Moo. Pump. Moo. Pump. Slow, methodical, constant, aching, then pleasure, aching, then release. They're filling up, they're emptying out, filling up, emptying out, filling up, emptying out. Again and again, back and forth, producing milk so quickly they could just keep you there. And then you realize they could keep milking you forever, emptying you forever, emptier, emptier, full, full. All your thoughts turning into milk, filling your big breasts, making them swell inside the cups, sucked, milked, blank, dry, empty, then full, full, empty, full, empty, full, productive, bound, wanting it more than anything, just closing your eyes, accepting that for however long your breasts are milked and pumped, you'll let it be. Pump, pump, quicker, pump. Pump. Pleasure. 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 Heat. Pleasure. Gasping. Euphoric. Mind-numbing. Pleasure. got milk.